Shake off the routine. There's a full weekend of events calling your name. Our events curator, Tanya Pendleton, shares with us now her list of things to do.
Let's start off with a little Mediterranean flair. The Philly Greek Festival is back at St. George Greek Orthodox Cathedral from Thursday through Sunday. That means 4 days of spanakopita, baklava, dancing, and ouzo-fueled good vibes. You can tour the church, catch live folk music, or eat your way through Greece without leaving 8th Street. Let's go from feta to fierce. Philly Pride Weekend is ready to light up the sky from Friday through Sunday. It starts with a 600-foot Progress Pride flag unfurling on Friday, then keeps it fabulous with the LUV, that's Legacy Unity and Visibility Awards, at the Art Museum on Saturday. On Sunday, the march kicks off at 11 a.m., heading straight through Center City into the Gayborhood, which turns into a festival zone with music, drag, dance floors, and a chill-out lounge. We'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Looking for something artsy and immersive? Head to Bartram's Garden for Venus Flytrap, a 4-day performance art meets installation by Jory Manyaha. Black Star Projects, an offshoot of the Black Star Film Festival, and local choreographer Jonathan Gonzalez come together for a combination of art, dance, and music over the next 4 days. It starts tonight with a kickoff performance and reception starting at 7 p.m. If you enjoy cinema with a purpose, the AAPI Film Showcase is happening all day on Saturday. Films, panels, and performances will be happening at multiple venues, including the Philadelphia Museum of Art, Scribe Video Center, and the Asian Arts Initiative, highlighting the richness of Asian American and Pacific Islander filmmaking. Tickets can be purchased for an individual screening or for the entire day. If you've got to shell out some money for the weekend, why not do it at Shuckfest? It's the annual Oyster Festival on Sunday at Liberty Point. There'll be shucking demos, live music, and fresh seafood from 12 New Jersey oyster growers. It is ticketed, but kids under 10 are free with a paying adult. The fest goes from noon to 3:30. The Summer Olympics aren't coming back until 2028, but Grand Slam track is happening right now. The high-end track meet is taking over Franklin Field on Saturday and Sunday. Olympic champions including Sydney McLaughlin and Gabby Thomas are racing for $100,000 in prize money. Doors open on Saturday at 1:30 and on Sunday at 11 a.m. From the track to the stage, where two cool indie rock bands are in town fresh off new projects. Vampire Weekend is doing back-to-back nights at the Met on their Only God Was Above Us tour. This is part two of the tour in support of the album of the same name, which wraps up next month. Philly is their only stop with more than one show. They're performing on Friday and Saturday night, and both shows start at 7. On Friday, you can catch the Kooks at the Fillmore. Their latest album, Never Know, was released earlier this month. Nothing's ever set in stone. You're not like anyone I met before. You went by not playing the game. The times are changing, but you stay the same. Their show starts at 8 p.m. But if you're looking to get closer to your musical roots, well, it's that time, Philly. It's the annual Roots Picnic, returning to the man with a stacked lineup. Maxwell steps in for the ailing D'Angelo. Music plays tribute to his debut, I Just Want to Sing, now 25 years old. And the Roots will honor Do You Want More with a 30th anniversary celebration. Other performers include Meek Mill, Kay Trinata, Lenny Kravitz, Tems, and Lotto. This year, the Roots Food Festival debuts as well. Things get started on Friday with a kickoff party at Brooklyn Bowl starting at 9 p.m. Don't ever wonder if you can have a great weekend. Of course you can. Just head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, where you can find details on these events and more, including when the West Philly Porch Festival starts. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.